Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You don't accept the theory of evolution. Things have changed. Yeah, there's been some evolving and there's been a whole lot of devolving.
That's right.
Sure. Sure, things have adapted to the environment. Sure, things have changed. The curse has affected everything in the earth. But God said, let there be light, and there was light. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He created the seas. He created man in His own likeness and image. Right? I suspect there was a big bang when God said, let there be light. But all this did not just happen to be, you know, you hear people talking about, you know, how amazing it is. If the earth was just a little bit closer to the sun, we couldn't have life. If it was just a little bit further, it was exactly in the right place. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that God? Isn't that God? In the beginning, when God made man, He made Adam and Eve. What did He do? He came down in the cool of the day, communed with them, fellowshipped with Adam and Eve, brought all the animals to Adam. Communion. Is this not prayer? Could you not call this prayer? God talking to man, man talking to God, man enjoying God's company and presence. God enjoying man's company and presence. Amen. Amen. Amen? What would you call that creature right there, Adam? He said, man, that's a long neck on there. That's good looking, Lord. Whew, you do good work. How'd you do that? How'd you make an animal like that? I'm going to call him a giraffe. God said, that's a great name. Good job, Adam. And then explained to him how he made giraffes. And Adam was so brilliant, he understood perfectly what God was telling him. Yeah. Did you hear me?
Yes.
No ape man scratching his head, grunting. God man, able to fellowship with God, made in the image of God. Able to rule and reign over the dominion God placed him in. And then when sin ruined everything and man was separated from God, man didn't have that communion, didn't have that fellowship. Eventually a man named Enoch, remember him? He learned something about faith. That even though they had lost their place with God, by faith, he could commune with God. How do you suppose that happened? It happened by faith. That means it's not by what you see. It's not by what you feel. How did that happen? I think he had heard stories about God through Grandpa Adam, Grandma Eve. When you look at how long they lived, see, they all overlapped for generations. And they heard firsthand stories about the Garden of Eden and about God coming down in the cool of the day, and you could hear the presence of God moving through the trees and in communing with God. And he got to thinking about that, and as a grown man, he thought, I want to commune with God. I want to talk. Why can't I talk to God? I wasn't there. I didn't eat the fruit. Why can't I talk to God? And one day it dawned on him. God's everywhere. He could hear me. God, I'm just going to talk to you, and I believe that you'll hear me. He didn't know it's written, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. It hadn't been written yet, but the Bible said he began to what? Walk with God. And he did that, and he did that. We know it's a principle now in the Word of God. We can show you in several places where when you do that, God responds.
Yes.
And will begin to manifest himself to you, and the presence of God begin to be real to him. And he'd begin to just, by faith, he got to the place where God was so real to him and the presence of God was so real to him, God took him out. Glory to God. Everybody say communion with God.
Communion with God.
That's real praying.
That's real praying.
What we're talking about here, that's real praying. Real praying. Now sometimes it helps us in knowing what something is to state what it is not. And this is one of those times. There's so much faulty thinking about prayer that I want to give you for a bit what prayer is not in helping us to define what it is. What have we told you it is? Prayer is? Communion with God. Now look in Luke 18, if you got your place there. Luke 18. The Bible said in Luke 18, verse 10. Luke 18, 10 says, two men went up into the temple to do what?
Pray.
To pray. And one was a Pharisee. Now, what are Pharisees? Pharisees were the most religious sect of the Jews. I mean, the most strictest, the most conservative, you might say, most church-goingness, scripture-quotingness. They were. You might have called them the word people of their day. The law. Oh, they're big on the law, quoting the law. And another fellow was a publican. Were publicans known for being religious?
No.
Publicans were known for being greedy. Money hungry, sticking it to you in deals and stealing from you and lying on you and hurting you. Sinners, partiers, heavy drinkers. The Pharisee stood and did what?
Prayed.
Prayed thus how?
Himself.
With himself. How did he pray?
Himself.
What is prayer? Communion with yourself?
No.
Communion with God. What's this fellow doing? He's calling it prayer, right? He went up to pray. He's calling himself praying, but he's praying thus with himself. And he says, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. I, extortioners, unjust, adulterers. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not like this publican. I fast twice in the week. Oh God, I give tithes of all. Do you hear this?
Yeah.
Who's he communing with?
Himself.
He's impressed with himself. Right? He's a Pharisee. He's holy. He's a tither. He lives right. And God said, he ain't talking to me. He's just praying with himself. Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh? Praying with himself. I want us to eliminate all of that. I want everybody in this church, I want us to eliminate praying with yourself. Putting in your prayer time. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Just praying for the sake of praying. Prayer is living communion with God. And when it gets real to you, nobody have to twist your arm to get you to pray. You'll desire to pray. I said you'll desire to pray.
Yeah.
The publican, he stood afar off and wouldn't even lift so much as his eyes to heaven, and he smote his breast. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself will be abased, and he that humbles himself will be exalted. Was the publican just talking to himself? Was he really talking to God? It was from his heart, right? The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. He was sincere. God, have mercy on me. Did God hear that? God accept that he was talking with God. He was communing with God, and God heard it, and God answered. We're praying just a few minutes ago, weren't we? Ask the Lord to heal. Ask the Lord bring money to people, right? How many believe he heard us?
Yes.
Did you pray out of your heart? Were you sincere?
Yes.
I wasn't trying to impress you with my prayer. Were you trying to impress me? I wasn't talking to you, right? We weren't just praying with ourselves. Let me go on a little bit. Tell you what prayer is not. Talking to other people over God's shoulder is not prayer. Huh? Did you get that? Talking to other people over God's shoulder. What do you mean? Well, it'd be like me coming in today and say, all right, let's bow our heads and pray. Oh, Father, Heavenly Father, deal with these people and tell them to be at the church on time and show these people what to do and give these people. Am I talking to God? Who am I talking to? I'm trying to tell you something, right? Over God's shoulder. I'm not talking to Him. Have you ever heard folk do that kind of thing? Oh, they're quoting all these scriptures and they're rambling all over the place. They're not talking to God. They're just trying to impress people with their spirituality, what they know and what they can do. Prayer is not yelling at the devil. Did you hear me? I said prayer is not yelling at the devil. Yelling at the devil and screaming at the devil. I know one time I was with some folks, and I mean, we just barely started to pray. And I mean, there was a rebuking and a binding. I mean, rebuking and binding. And finally, I reached up and put my hand on. I said, hold up, brother. Put your sword up. We're in the throne room. There's a time to take authority over the enemy. But when you're doing that, you're not talking to God. Did you hear me? Yelling at the devil is not prayer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.